Gemara says, Nechlal, if so, that the Tanakama, so what Tanakama holds, that Nitin Lechazor Samisid Bezna, that's a Kasha like. Tanakama holds like, we'll wait and not kill this person until Bezna first passed in Zois, whether he's Chayiv the Mammon or not. So Gemara says, that can't be. Like, we know we don't, we're not Manadin Rashid Sashain. Rashid Lechazim is Bezshain, Ata Yochel Azir Lebezdin. Velamad Bedin, Amasha Kovol, Sheiman Esadin. Like, we don't do this. So the question is, what's Tanakama? They must be like, but to me, it's a question. Once the person has a chiv to be killed, we don't wait. We don't wait to have another psak din or something else. We haven't killed right away. So why does the Tanakama say you have to pay? So Rabbi Yosef, the milva al peh, goyim in the yashem lufka, nechnaim yashem achlekes over here. That Tanakama of a milva al peh is goyim in the yashem, yes. Even though there's no psak din yet, it's only like a milva al peh. It's only a loan. Like we know you have to pay the money. So the Tanakama holds we collect from the yashem. The shemel loza sovano, and the government of the Yoshim can't collect from the Yoshim. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon and Losa Sovar, and the government of the Yoshim, you don't collect from the Yoshim. Rabbi says, no, the Kuliyam everybody holds, Milva, Peh, is Taka, and the government of the Yoshim, you don't collect from the Yoshim. Vok over here, the Milva, Suvatara, like that before, the Milva, Suvatara, Suvishtar Domi, Kemiflagi. Hatanakama Sovar, when you massacre somebody, the Torah says you have to pay for that. So that's called the Ksuva, Tanakama Sovar. Kechsuv v'shtar domi, a chiv minat Torah is like it's written down on the shtar, and therefore you could collect it from the yoshim. Veshem elo zasov no, lav kechsuv v'shtar domi, it's not still like written down on the shtar, therefore you still can't collect it. Nesvei have a question. Says the Gemara in Bava Basra, ha'choyfe bo b'shus rabim, somebody is digging a ditch in the shus rabim, v'nofel olav shor, a shor falls on top of him, for our guy, and kills him, while the guy is digging the ditch. Tzlochur is potter. Like the Baal HaShor is potter to pay for the money, to pay the kofar for killing this person, because it's the person's fault, he shouldn't have been digging a bore, but just rob him. For lawyer, not only this, El Shemes, let's say the Shor kills the person, is El Shemes HaShor, if the Shor dies, then your Shebaal HaBor, Chiyovim L'Shalim. The Baal HaBor has to pay the Mei HaShor, and even though the Baal HaBor is killed also, the Yoshim have to pay. Chayon l'shalom b'mei shor l'bolov. So who you see the chur here, was no psak bezdin. It's the chur, and still you see the yoshim have to pay. So you have a right either that milva b'apay, you do monai from yoshim, or else you have a right that milva k'suv b'tar, k'suv b'shtar d'ami. Or k'obon, it's a kasha matanakama. Omer Rabbi Yilo, Omer Rav, no. He'll learn pshat l'vir, k'shom d'bedin. That the case was that first they made a psak bezdin, that you made the Baal HaBor, that you're chayav to pay for the shor. It says clearly here that the shore fell in and killed the person. So how could you say we had a psak bezdin here? The guy died there. Not that the shore killed him, the shore made him into a tracer. He's going to die. But he didn't die yet, so they first made a psak bezdin, and they machayv him to pay the demea shore. That's where maybe they collect from the yoshim. I've Omarav Nachman, Tony Choga learned that Mesvakov, it says the case was the guy died and they buried him right over there. And the Hilchus says the Maskana really is like this. The Hilchus saw the Yasvi Dain Yapuma Debiri. We're talking about Dafka over there, that there were Bayonim standing there by the mouth of the bar. As soon as the shore fell down, and the shore killed the man in it. But it took a few minutes for him to die. So as soon as the shore fell down, there was a bezin there, and there were Machai of the Baal HaShor to pay for the value of the shore. And then the person died. There was a Psak Bezdin. Therefore, everybody agreed. That's the Suvah Vishtar Domi. Therefore, he collected from the Yoshim. Torah Rabbah, learn by this. What's going to be Hayoit Sil Yor? Someone's going out to be killed. So, Mezin Olov Midam Chatos and Midam HaShomai. Let's say he has a Korban at home that's supposed to be brought. So, we still bring the Korban. We bring the Dam Chat and Midam HaShomai. Because if the guy's still alive, it's not called a Chat HaShomai Sabaleo. What's going to be chot to be to show while they're taking him out, he does the chet. So he says, wait, I want to bring a korban first, he does the chet, b'shoigig. Ein ezotnele, we don't listen to him. My time, I'm Rav Yosef, Rav Nei, Shei Manu Esadino, we can't wait with the psak din. We have a psak din to kill him, we can't wait with it. So we have to kill him right away. So we don't take our time to let him bring his korban. Omele Abai, Abai, Shri Yochi, so, Afilu Rei Shinam, the first case also. Now how do we wait to have those shchita done, those rika done? We shouldn't be manan as dinoi, even though he did the chet and had the korban set aside already. So for instance, the case there was, the shchita was done already. All you need is rika's dam, it takes a second, so that we let him do.
So Mura said, what's going to be Yabalein? Zivcha is less than a Zevach is not. The Korban was not Geshochten yet. My, what do you want to tell me, Lloyd? Then you don't wait. It is so odd that Tony Chet was after said the Sefer. Chot, the Brit Shur, did a Chet at that time. And it's not going to Lloyd, we don't listen to him to wait to bring this Korban. Lifle, listen, but it must make a difference by itself. To Nedvo, Mamurim, Shohoye Zavuach, Zavuach, we have to show, when do we say we'll bring this Korban if the Shchit was done already? Avalein, Zavu, Zavuach, Lloyd, but if the Korban was not like a Shachnia, we won't bring it for him. Most of the Shulachim meant to say, the Medvah, Amurim, Shoy, Yezavach, Zavuach, Vyasashor, where we shocked already at that time. Avalain, Zavazuach, Nasa, Kemisha, Chot, Vyasashor, Vyanizach, Gemoy. It's Maytaka, Avalain, Zavazuach, Aval, Ain, Zavazuach, but if the Korban was not Keshochten yet, then it's as if he just did the Chet now, when we talk, do not wait. That's the Kalai Nizach, we don't wait. We're not manas dinoy. The such a locha, you have to give him the misa right away. We don't wait, not even to give him time to make the shrita for the korban and to have it brought. All right, we'll stop here. The mission here, the Zayin Omeralas here. The mission says like this: the Yisha Shiyotzel Horig, and Yisha had a psak din upon her, but she's chayiv misa. The locha is ain man timin law. We don't wait until she'll give birth. We don't wait. That's called Imo Hadin. Then she has the Chiv Misa right now. We have to kill her right now. And I, the kid, is a kid. The Pshat is, though, it's called Chag Gufa, though. It's called part of the Gufa of the Yisha. It's called one body. Therefore, we can kill it. Our Yisha, she Yoshval on the Shabbos. We have an Yisha that sat down on the delivery table already. And she started to deliver. Like, and then there's a Pshat that she has to be killed. So now Mamtinan Lachatela, now we wait till she gives birth first. Rashi says Yashval Mashab means Kodim Shnig Madin, before they made the Psak Din. So now the Locher is, Rashi says, the Chivun the Okar, since the baby started to move in Noah, then Koin my Guf Acharino, it's called like a different Guf. Since it's on the delivery table, it starts to come out like, even though it's not out completely yet, but it's considered a body by itself. So therefore, Mishif Chayv Misa, not the baby. So in this case, now we wait until she gives birth. Is yes, Mamtina Lacha Taylor here. What's going to be the Isha Shenergo is Nenin Besara. An Isha that was killed, that died, Shenergo, we killed her, Misha Chayiv Misa. So Locher is Nenin Besara, let her have a note from here, we'll see in the Gemara why. Behema Shenergo, that's the Behema that was killed, is Asura Bano, that's also Bano. A Behema that has been killed, like Rashi says, the Kaimon, but the Moram Sakhan says, Bala Shor Noki means Kodim Shom Lechaveroi. Your supply is not coming across. We had no behem. I know Shaklum. He has no enjoyment coming at all. Therefore, like if Yeshua had to be killed, I mean Yeshua Mestam killed the person. So it's called the Shah Niskol. So once Bezdin kills Yeshua, the Shah is also by no. Even the hair is also also by no. So seeing the Gemara, why by Isha, why her hair was mutter by no? So I said, first of all, Pshita Goofy, like in the ratio where an Isha. They, even though she's pregnant, she's chayiv misa pshita. We kill her with the kid, like the baby right now. It's part of her guf. Zmora says no. It's rechsuni the chiddush, because otherwise, sakudatech min. I would have thought to say, hoyluk says, since the pasuk says kasha yushas olev balu isha, that usually if somebody kills the baby, so you have to pay back to the husband how much it's worth. So I would have thought to say memoina de balhu, that the baby like is called owned by the husband. For a lift today, Minay, we have no right to be mastered from him. Therefore, we're thought to say, the Isha is pregnant, we have no right to kill the baby, but we have to wait until she gives birth and then we'll kill her. Here's Kamash Mulam, that's the Chiddush and Mishnah know, that we do not wait, we don't care about that after Mamam from the Baal, and still we kill her right now. So, my question, why not? The Yayim, why on a certain number? Let's say like this, Taka. Why don't I say, Taka, we should not kill her right away? Yayim Ochinami. So, my says, Amar Babu, Amar Rav Yech, Namakor, the Posik says, this is a special posik that we kill both of them, means the mother and the baby when she's pregnant. So the posik saying we don't wait, but we have to kill them. Rashi said rabbis as a vlad, because we thought to say mishneim yalef. It says the word umeisu gam shneim. It just should have said umeisu, and I would know that we have to kill both of them. So what's loshin shneim umeisu gam shneim? Rabbis as a vlad. Here's the case when Isha had znus. Where Eshes Ish was Mazana with the man, so the Pesach says we killed them both. So Pshita we killed them both. It just said a Mesu. So I'm going to say the word Shneim is the rabbis even the Vlad. But in more noble, me boiler, we need this posik, Chiu Shneim Shofim, Divu Rabbi Yashio, that when do we kill the lady? Only when the lady and the man, they both have the same Chiv Misa. Rashi says, Avolim Hoisi, let's say she was a Katana, even though she was married, the father married her off, she's a Katana. And the man that has Nusmuta was a Godel, wrote the opposite way. If the man was a Katan, and she was a Gedolah, so in a case where one does not get Misa, because one is a Katan or a Katana, so the other one is Potter for Misa. That's what we do with this word, Umesu Gam Shneim. That we only kill one, but we can kill both. But if one of them is Potter, because it's a Katan or a Katana, we don't kill the other one either. So we need this topic already. Zemora says, these are the words of Rabbi Yashia. Zemora says, Ki kamrit migam. Our drush is the word migam, that's extra. It says, Umesu gam shneim. From the word gam is the rabbi, even the vlad also we kill. We don't wait till his birth, we kill the vlad also. Then the Mishnah says, listen, be Yoshua on the Shabbos, he's on the delivery table. Then we wait. My time, what's the reason? Kivun the okar, since by the baby started to move to come out already, then gufa chlinu is called another body, it's not called part of the mother. And therefore, since it's another body, so that body is not chayiv misa, we have no right to kill it, therefore we have to wait until the mother gives birth first. Omer Rav Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, Ha'isha ha'yoytze lehorei, given she was taken out to be killed, it doesn't pass and she has to be killed, so, and she's pregnant, so he holds, Ma'ke noisa k'neged beisaroyin, we punch her by her stomach over there, by the womb, k'deshi yomas avlat chilu, we want the baby inside to die first, k'deshi lo tovah the day nivol, she should not come to be manuvel, her body be like disgusting, means to take us otherwise, if we would kill her, so she would die first, and there'll be a live baby like inside, take a few minutes so the baby inside would die. That's a nivel, it's disgusting for a body. So therefore we have a right first to kill the vlad, and then the mother gets killed. So here the pshat is about the vlad, now it's not only to come out, it's not, she's not giving birth right now. So this vlad is not cool like a person, so to kill it, you're not chayiv misa. There's an issa, you're not allowed to make an abortion, you're not allowed to kill a nuba, you're not allowed to, it's tam an issa. But over here it's a little bit better, because it's uba's mildai anyway. Like we're going to kill the mother. It's only yishayla if we kill the mother first and then the baby dies inside. It's a nibble to the mother. It's not nice, it's disgusting to a body. Therefore we have a right first to hit the baby, to kill the baby. So again, it's not a real hariga. If it be a real hariga, it'd be also. It's not a real hariga here. So an uba is not called a balchai yet. But there's an issa stamos to do it. But over here it's mut, because the kid's going to die anyway. So only shall not to be manavul the mother, we have a right to kill the baby first. That's called makin oisa k'neged beisaroyin k'deshimus ablat chila. Yeah. So the verse says, Lameimi, what do you want to tell me then? Lameimi, you want to tell me tihi kodmo meitza, that when we kill the mother is going to die first, and then the baby inside. So it's going to be a nivel to the mother. So the verse says, Aivah kaimla, we hold no, the vlad maispresh, in such a situation, we hold that the baby dies first, not the mother. The Tanan, we learned like this, Gemara Bar Basra, that Tinig Ben Yoima, you have a kid, a one-day-old kid. Noichol Manchol, he himself could yashin, and he could give all the other people to yashin also. What does it mean to say, V'yomer Rav Sheshes, Noichol V'nichseyem, Lahanchil Li'achim Inaz, as if to say, he yashins his mother. His mother's Nechosim. And once he yashins his mother's Nechosim, means to say, if he's a day old, and the mother dies later, so if the mother died first, even though that lady he dies, but since the mother died first, he yashins his mother. And now when the kid dies, his brothers from the same father yashin him. So davko den yonechot, only if the kid is born first. Aval ubalai, but if the kid is not born yet, then we don't say this svara. Why? Do my inspiration. I mean to say if a pregnant lady dies, so we say, who dies first? First the kid dies, and the mother dies. Because if it would have been the other way around, if the mother would die first, so the kid then would yashin. So it says now, no, that only because the kid was born does he yashin his mother. But if the kid was not born yet, then we say the kid dies first and not the mother. Avalu beloi, to mice, but the kid dies first. And therefore, v'yen ha ben yirashasimah bekever, since the kid dies first, he cannot yashin his mother like when he's dead already. Lahanko, to give over that Yerusha to his other brothers, Minah, from the same father. So we see here what if a pregnant lady dies, that is considered the baby dies first, and then the mother dies. Because this will be considered the mother dies first and the baby's still alive. So when the mother dies first, her Yerusha will go to her son. And then when he dies, her Yerusha to his other brothers. This is the case, let's say a father married a second wife. And now this is the first kid he has from this wife. So when the mother dies, and then let's say the father died already. So when the mother dies, her Nechostim will go back to her family. If not for the fact she has a son now. So her son now, if he's alive, he would Yerusha the mother. And then when the son dies, his other brothers from the same father would yashin it also. So here it says only if the kid is born. But if the kid is not born, then he doesn't yashin his mother, because the mother dies first. So you see, when you have a pregnant lady, who dies first? The mother dies first, not the kid. Don't forget, you see, the kid dies first. So what are we worried about? You have to punch the stomach over here. The kid dies first anyway. So Mer says no. Mer says, Hanimili, when do we say true the kid dies first? That's the Gabi Misa, when the mother dies a natural death. Right? Ya'aydi devlad zutra chiyusa, since the kid has a small amount of life to it, is ayla tipa de malach ha-movis, a normal death is the malach ha-movis comes and puts some poison inside you, he puts some drops inside that kills you, or mechatech lula simonim, and it cuts the simonim with windpipe. So therefore, when those drops go in, so the kid has less life than his mother, therefore no matter the kid dies first. But over here, when Bezdin is killing the mother, he makes a bracha. However, Bezdin kills the mother, when he strangles her, so there she dies first, and then the kid. So therefore, we make sure to punch the mother's stomach first, to kill the kid first, it should not be menavel the mother. I think more says, I will have you, there once happened a case of Pirchusei, Atlosa Pirchusei, that even after a regular case where mother died, even after the mother died, still the kid was kicking away for another 3 days yet, at loss of three kicks yet. So Mer says, that's no proof. That's not a proof to say that the kid died second. But me did have the Yazdan of Halto, it's the same thing as like a tail. If you cut off the tail of the Halto, this sheretz, so it shakes around also the tail, even though it's dead already. And even though it's dead, sometimes still it shakes around. So that the kid inside the stomach was shaking around yet even after the mother died, that's no proof to say the mother died first. It could be the kid died first. So if that's the matisi, even after it's dead, it can still give its last kicks back and forth. But when you kill a mother, then the mother dies first. Therefore, we don't want the kid to be alive in the mother's stomach, so we kill the kid first. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, V'isha sheyoshva ala meshaber, V'isha sitting on the delivery table, umesa. And she dies b'Shabbos, even though she dies now on Shabbos. The locker is mevi'in sack, and we bring a knife right away, or makarines kris, so we cut open her stomach, or metzines of blood to take out the kid, or to try and save the kid. And Rabbanim Rashi says, why? Dezimda de mikri di ma'isavrei. Sometimes it can happen that she dies first. So even though we have before the Jews when the Malach HaMavet kills you, the kid dies first. The vice says it could be possible sometimes maybe the mother would die first. So even though it happened on Shabbos, when Mechala Shabbos Nachmas Asafik, maybe to save the kid. The Morsav Shita, my Yavid, what are we doing wrong? There's no real list here.